This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran today denied allegations it was responsible for this week's crash of a Ukrainian airliner shortly after it took off from Tehran with a loss of 176 lives. It is widely believed in the West the aircraft was brought down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. The head of the country's aviation department called on the United States and Canada to make public what evidence they claim to have, but insisted the ill-fated plane had not been hit by a missile. 63 of the victims were Canadian citizens. The head of Iran's crash investigation team said recovering data from the 737's black boxes could take more than a month. In the meantime, the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says it's been invited to take part in the investigation, along with Ukraine and Boeing. At a political rally last night, U.S. President Donald Trump again celebrated the killing of Iran's Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani and mocked Democrats for wanting advance notice of military operations. Speaking in Toledo, Ohio, Mr. Trump boasted of having taken bold and decisive action to save American lives. On why no advance notice to Congress on the Soleimani operation, he said he didn't have time and fired away at Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Now, we got a call. We heard where he was. We knew the way he was getting there. And we had to make a decision. We didn't have time to call up Nancy, who was not operating with a full deck.
The president's comments came after the Democratic-controlled House approved a resolution asserting he must seek approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Mr. Trump ridiculed the idea. The Senate takes up a similar war powers resolution next week. Preparations are underway in Taiwan for tomorrow's presidential and legislative elections. Incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen is favored to win a second four-year term. She is Taiwan's first female chief executive. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. government's latest employment report shows the economy continues to add jobs, but the pace has slowed down. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
The Labor Department says U.S. job growth slowed in December, with employers adding a relatively modest 145,000 jobs, with consumer spending appearing to spur gains in the retail and hospitality sectors. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.5%. The job growth has so far failed to spur upward pressure on hourly pay, with wages increasing at a 2.9% annual rate. That's a slowdown from November. Overall, the U.S. economy added 2.1 million jobs last year, down from gains of nearly 2.7 million in 2018. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Massive new evacuations have been ordered in bushfire-ravaged Australia as flames continue to have their way in vast areas of the country south and east. The Australian military has joined the nation's firefighting efforts. Reuters correspondent Libby Hogan has a situation report.
The mood is tense. Erratic winds are forecast across the east coast, threatening to intensify the flames. In South Australia, residents of Kangaroo Island heeded the warning, and many camped close to the water overnight. A third of the island has been swallowed up by fire.
Pretty a bit stressed, but we think the safest place is to be near the sea, so that if you have to go in the water, you can. And we've got plenty of, you know, open space here. We're just hoping maybe the wind might change a bit enough or drop out.
Australia's wildfires have dwarfed other recent catastrophic fires around the world.
That was Libby Hogan of Reuters. Boeing documents just released show that employees there had a negative view of the 737 MAX jetliner design and that Boeing tried to keep that from federal regulators. AP correspondent Mike Rossio reports.
Internal documents that Boeing provided to the Federal Aviation Administration and Congress last month were released publicly Thursday. The documents indicate Boeing employees knew there were problems with the flight simulators for the now grounded 737 MAX jets and apparently tried to hide the issues from federal regulators. One employee wrote, "This airplane is designed by clowns who are in turn supervised by monkeys." Boeing says it is confident the machines work properly, but adds that the messages raise questions about Boeing's interactions with the FAA. The MAX jets have been grounded worldwide since last March after two crashes that killed 346 people. I'm Mike Grossia.
In Thailand, police are trying to track down a masked robber who shot and killed three people, including a toddler, in a holdup at a gold shop in Lopburi, north of Bangkok. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.